You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
Oh, I do so love these rankings, especially since I just brought this up to you this morning and I hadn't even seen this. Didn't I tell you this morning that I thought there was going to be a problem with Kate Middleton because she isn't getting near the press as the favorite princess right now?
Oh, well, she's in the spotlight because she's the latest one and she's an actress. I mean, she's going to get a lot of attention.
But not like this. A new survey by the Daily Express reveals that Meghan Markle is now tied as the United Kingdom's favorite princess with Diana.
Wow.
Now we're talking heady company here.
That is big shoes to fill.
Because I hasten to point out that Meghan Markle's one of ours. She's a colonist. 21%. Kate Middleton, 10.
Well,
she's given birth to the heir to the throne.
I know, but the problem is she doesn't wear ripped jeans. She's not nearly as interesting.
You can't give birth to the heir to the throne and wear ripped jeans. God, the queen would have a cow on that, wouldn't she? Luke Combs tells Gibson Guitars that his mother got him into country music. Said, my dad wasn't a big country fan, but mom was. We would roll around listening to Brooks and Dunn and Clint Black on cassettes. My first concert was Vince Gill in 96. I was six. Debbie and I were at the Vince Gill Tour in 96, taking listeners backstage. Thank you for that, Luke Combs.
That was about my 40th concert, thanks,
God,
Steve.
I hate that guy now. And the Daily Star claims that Tim McGraw and Faith Hill were performing in Dublin, Ireland, when Tim collapsed on stage. They were singing Humble and Kind. Tim fell to his knees because he was dehydrated from traveling too much. You know what else he was dehydrated from? Or felt lack of nourishment.
Yeah, he always looks like he needs to eat and drink
something.
Eat a
damn sandwich for out loud.
That's a tough, grueling schedule if you're not keeping up your nutrition.
Now, here's where the story gets interesting. Tim did not return to the stage. He was attended to by local medical staff on site. He's fine. Faith went out and told the fans, he's been super dehydrated, and I apologize, but I made the decision that he cannot come back out on stage.
I thought that was cute.
And ordinarily, I would make a joke about her wearing the pants in the family, but he's so damn skinny, she can wear his pants.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So get a load of this. Florida police recently arrested Tony Strasser for shoplifting from a Target store. He placed breakfast bars and bed sheets inside a reusable grocery bag before leaving without paying. Okay, normally this wouldn't make our news. However, he told cops that stealing from Target was on his bucket list.
Why?
Really? What?
Was getting arrested on your bucket list?
I don't know. Look, nothing wrong with having a bucket list. All of mine really involve, like, travel things.
And mostly legal things, yeah, I hope.
Both of them. I really only have two, I think. I'd like to play golf with my son in Scotland. And I spent time in Italy playing basketball when I was a teenager. And I'd love to take my family back to Italy and show them the country the way I saw it. I would love to do that. Those are two things that are on my bucket list.
My bucket list would involve Bobby Flay. If he would let me sit with him while he cooks, and maybe he would let me pass the salt or something.
Okay, I'm so glad that it was a cookie, because I thought we were going to get into a really strange territory here.
No, I love him for his cooking skills.
Right. He's clothed while he's cooking, though, right? You don't want to see Bobby Flay naked cooking. I was going to ask, do women have a bucket list? Because I never hear women saying, okay, this is on my bucket list.
Well, I don't really go out of my way to say that's my bucket list. But it's just something that would be really cool because that's a passion of mine, cooking. And he's, you know, one of the best. And I would love to just hang out with him.
What is strange or interesting on your bucket list? Especially if you're a lady. I didn't know ladies had things on a bucket list. I'm willing to bet no one had stealing from Target on there. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Something crazy, strange, funny, interesting on your bucket list.
I was calling about the bucket list.
Yes.
And mine would be to make a cake with Buddy from Cake Boss.
Oh, yeah, very cool. So you and I could go and do something together food related. That'd be a cool trip.
I'm all about the sweet stuff.
Well, it's not, not like you turn I'm your
not.
Nose about
It's
them.
Not that I'm not.
Hey, I got a bucket list item for you.
Okay, what you got?
Partying at the Playboy Mansion. And wait, I've actually done it.
Really?
How did you come about doing that?
It was actually a radio contest when I was still living up in Philadelphia.
And the prize was to go party in the Playboy Mansion?
It was a movie premiere in L.A., one night trip. We flew out on a Tuesday, flew back on a Wednesday.
Nice. And I bet there were a lot of waivers that had to be signed for that.
Yeah, no lawyer signs off on that today. Not one. You know who else doesn't sign off on it? Any wife. Can you imagine just one married guy trying to win that thing? No chance.
You're wanting the crazy bucket list thing?
Yeah, I can't believe how many women are calling in. I didn't think women had bucket lists.
We do.
Okay, so what's on yours?
I have a 50 before 50 list where I want to go on an adventure in all 50 states before I'm 50.
Oh, nice.
Now, how you doing with that?
I turned 24 in a month, and I've gone to 38 states.
Oh, you're well on your way.
Pretty good.
You're doing really, really good. Where's what, the next great adventure? Where do you want to go?
My next one I have scheduled is in California, I'm going to hike the California section of the PCT.
Oh, wow. When you go on trips, you like do physical exertion and stuff,
yeah,
don't you?
No.
Not always.
Yeah, because I got a feeling we go to California, it's going to involve
eating and going to wineries.
And being seated because we're incapable of standing at that point.
Hi, I was going to toss the bucket list item.
Yeah, what's on yours?
I'm going to go see Pablo Escobar's hippos in South America.
Pablo Escobar is in the drug cartel, Pablo Escobar?
Yes.
What's so special about his hippos?
He had a zoo in South America, and my favorite animal is hippos, and he had hippos, and they escaped, and now they live in South America.
How crazy is that?
Well, had no idea. Best of luck.
Who knew? You got to watch out for those hippos, Jack. They are dangerous.
Are they?
They're like one of the most dangerous animals on the planet. Everybody thinks they're all happy, happy hippo and fun. No, they'll kill you dead, Jack. Hi.
I'm going to tell you my bucket list. I got two more left.
Right.
My first one is hit that lottery before I expire.
Yes.
And then my second one is go to jail in every state.
How you doing on that one?
Well, been seven of them.
Well,
I don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm sorry. Good luck.
Along those lines, this is how it got started. A guy got busted shoplifting from a Target store in Florida and told the cops shoplifting from Target was on his bucket list. Hi.
I was calling about the bucket list.
Okay. What's on your bucket list?
On my bucket list, I would like to sing with Luke Bryan.
Aww.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Seven.
Well, I think he's going to be around a long time. You've got plenty of years left that you'll be able to do that one day.
Okay.
Do you know what you and Luke Bryan have in common?
We both like to sing.
Well, there's
that. Yes.
And the fact that he tries to fit into your jeans.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
There are more than a billion of these sold each year. What are we talking about?
More than a billion of these are sold each year. What? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
I'm gonna guess Big Mac.
Big Macs. No, not it.
I do believe I have the answer.
Okay, there are more than a billion of these sold each year. What?
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh.
And I've contributed to
that
billion.
I was going
to
say, I take care of that number each and every year, but no, that's not it.
I do too.
What about sodas?
A billion sodas sold each year.
Aww.
I'm sure there's a ton. Thanks.
Bye. Hey, calling about that smartest person around here.
Sure. There are more than a billion of these sold each year. What?
Anybody said a cup of coffee yet?
No.
Good try.
But I do like your suggestion for a new name for the contest, the smartest person around here.
I love it.
I like that.
That'll work. Go ahead and take audio recording.
Thanks.
I love that.
Smartest person around here.
Oh, yeah,
why not?
Get the big voice. Gotta go. We're looking for the smartest person around here.
I like it a lot.
I do too.
Have you got our answer for the smartest person yet?
No, we don't. There are more than a billion of what sold each year?
More than a billion would be over 2 million a day. I'm going to say lottery tickets.
Nope. Thank you, though.
Thanks.
I missed your hint. What was your hint?
It's food related.
It's food related. Oh, God. Oh, God. Never mind.
I take it your guess was not.
I don't know. Well, no. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
More often than not, this would be classified as a kid's food. And it stains. Smartest person in the QC?
I say those nasty sugary peeps.
Ah, good guess on that.
It's not the
peeps.
That's
a lot of peeps. That is.
Yeah. That is a lot of peeps.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, no. As much as people, and you talk.
I'm not a peeps person.
No, I was just about to say, you talk about a lightning rod of a candy where no one's in the middle. Peeps.
Hey, do you have an answer?
More than a billion of these are sold each year. What?
Cheetos.
Tip.
1.1 billion bags of Cheetos are sold each year. Look, I love Cheetos. I get it. But even I will only have like, I'll buy a bag a year. I mean, that's a lot of Cheetos, right?
It is a lot of Cheetos, and it leaves marks everywhere. You can't get them off of anything.
Yeah, you can't eat a bag of Cheetos and go commit a crime.
You cannot.
They can dust for Cheetos dust.
They do.
No question about that. Who is this?
My name is Robin.
Robin, step into the spotlight, and for the first time this week, tell us what we need to hear.
My name is Robin, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037. This is Other News.
Shall we begin in Florida, where we have said many times that per capita population, this is the craziest, nuttiest place on planet Earth. Clay County sheriffs arrested a Green Cove Springs teacher, for assaulting a mother because she was wearing short shorts. You could almost see the converse happening. A mother confronting a teacher.
Yeah, if she were wearing them in the classroom.
But this is a teacher. Terry Lee Corsi approached the mom at a baseball game and said, "Girl, you don't need to be wearing those short shorts." Corsi then punched the mother in the face.
Wow.
And took her to the ground.
Tackled her.
She was charged with assault and was suspended by her school. That's not a fireable offense? What does it take to get canned at that school?
You just sit there and think about what you've done. Wow. Well, it didn't happen on school grounds, so maybe that had something to do with it.
Really?
I don't know.
Tell you what, you don't want to be late for that teacher's parent-teacher conference. Whew. CBS claims the Jacksonville, Texas police are looking for a fugitive named, and I'm not making this up, Stinky Butt.
Uh-oh.
Officers received a tip that Dre Shadrian Hunter was in their city and wanted on several warrants. Cops set up a perimeter, called in the canine unit. I guess because when your name is Stinky Butt, you need something to sniff it out, right?
I wonder what he was a fugitive because of.
And used a helicopter to try to find this guy.
Wow.
Officers did not elaborate why Hunter is nicknamed Stinky Butt.
Do we really need elaboration? That's pretty self-explanatory.
Well, and if it's not for what is you would think, it's kind of extreme. I mean, if he has a halitosis problem, it's pretty bad. It's not complaining about his feet.
I don't know.
Just ask the canine unit where they were told to sniff.
I think if that were my name, I'd probably be running too.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 1037.